Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of July 20th through the 27th, I think. I think that's my cutoff, right? And man, do I have a lot to tell you guys. It's rather simple and direct what we're going to be doing in this week ahead. However, there's a big backstory to it that I do want to share with you guys because I've never seen anything like it, so I'm going to talk about it a little bit at the start here. Back between May 14th and the 26th, we had the North Node of Destiny go over the 28th degree of Leo. So that 13-day period happens once every 18 years where we have Destiny kind of painting the stage with, you know, fairy dust and destiny and fate for everybody. And the 28th degree of Leo is the heart of the lion. It's been where Regulus is set for, you know, thousands of years. It has, processed a little further now, but that is, it's definitely a very strong point in everybody who's here on the planet now in their charts because of the Regulus connection, which Regulus is one of the four corners, the four watchtowers, the four archangels. It's been given a lot, you know, they're given a lot of different names. That one is associated with Raphael, so 28 degrees of Leo, Raphael, Regulus, the heart of the lion. So we had Destiny setting the stage there back in May and getting us ready for what was about to happen. And it's just incredible what's about to happen. I'm just like looking at it like, okay, well, this is going to be special. I'm hoping it's going to bring some really good things, you know, because when you're thinking about that place in Leo, we're thinking about what Leo rules. And that is in the good, you know, best side of Leo. It is about true love, and it is about children, and it is about creative projects and creative talents and creative interests that you might have. It's about recreation and having fun, doing your hobbies, doing your sports, right? So we love the part of Leo in our chart. On the challenging side, there could be entitlement issues or drama playing out with certain people. And so you want to be aware of that. So, you know, maybe it's your destiny to have to deal with that. I don't know. Let's hope not. But anyway, so these themes are going to be front and center as we start this week ahead. And what is happening is we are launching into a two-month period now. I've talked about it a little bit here and there, some of my shows and some of my writing, but I'm going to kind of break some of this down for you guys now because I think you should be prepared. And so we're going to just have this onslaught of energy really starting to go this week. So on July 24th, which is Monday for you guys listening live, we have the eclipse. That is the first eclipse trigger date for next month's eclipse that is at 28 degrees of Leo. And on July 24th, Monday, it is also the first day of Mercury's shadow for his upcoming retrograde, also starting at 28 degrees Leo. Now, really, you know, could you script this stuff? How is that possible that they're both, you know, hitting this degree with different, you know, different rates of speed and completely different intentions? But they are. And, you know, again, it is on a stage that has already been set by the North Node of Destiny. So Monday seems to be a very standout day in our week ahead because we are going to possibly, with the eclipse trigger date, now not everybody experiences this the month to the day early. Some people don't. You know, so maybe it'll just go cruise right by you, and that's okay. If it does, it'll catch you in August, you know. but this is a new moon solar eclipse trigger, and so it's really about fresh starts and new beginnings and a major push forward from the universe in those areas that I just talked about, with the potential to eclipse something out to allow that to happen. So that can be eclipsing out a situation. It can be eclipsing out a bad feeling or a bad habit or something that's been blocking you or that something that has run its course. You know, so you kind of want to get out of your own way and allow this to start to move you into whatever that next chapter is going to be. Could be with current situations and just taking them up a step, you know. With Mercury entering the retro shadow at that degree on the same day, I just had to say it again, you know, it's going to start to do what Mercury does in these phases, and that is to either slow down current scenarios so that you can catch anything that you may have missed. It may see something exiting the picture for good, or just for the duration of the retrograde. So maybe your lover will have to go, you know, to some other state for work for 3 weeks, or, you know, the kids are going off to summer camp, you know, and they'll be gone for that time. So you could see some retreating with this to give you as part of this whole new fresh start. It could be about the past coming back. So there could be the return of old lovers or kids' interests or creative projects or ideas or recreational interests. And so you just want to kind of pay attention. There can also be the glitchy stuff of Mercury starting to really kick in these areas too. So double check all, you know, information coming your way. Don't just take somebody's text message and think it means one thing without checking with them. Jeez Louise, you know that you cannot tell intention by a text message. And we're getting into the Mercury shadow, and this is an area that everybody gets all bent out of shape over, the lover. So, you know, check it out. And if somebody tells you something and you don't think that could possibly be true, well, maybe it's not, you know. So give it some time, see where this is going to take us. So this is the beginning of this two-month period, starting on July 24th, as we see the eclipse trigger and we see Mercury shadow start on those degrees, on that degree, the 28th degree of Leo. So as we take this story forward on this degree, by August 3rd, we're going to see Uranus retro at 28 Aries. Now, it's not on the same degree, but it is in a harmonic alignment to this 28 degrees of Leo, and so it will impact it. And it is going to be sitting that degree, that 28th degree, well, it has been since June 28th, and it stays there until September 9th, very long time on that 28th degree of Aries. So what that's really trying to do is get us to shake things up, awaken, break free, get out of ruts, do something exciting on a personal or physical level that aligns us with this love potential or the kids or the creative projects or the fun. And with Uranus, it may involve original projects or inventions or friends or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings or friends, you know. And so as this is turning into the retrograde phase on August 3rd, again, this may then trigger the whole kit and caboodle in some way as things kind of shift gears again. And either things are slowing down and you're going back over something, or somebody's moving away temporarily, or you're having somebody from the past come back around, or some situation. So you want to pay attention to that date and what's coming up for you. August 21st, we're going to have the new moon solar at 28 degrees of Leo. And so, again, it is the actual eclipse on that day that is triggering us this coming Monday, the month ahead. And so that is huge, August 21st. And you guys already know, you know, this is like the mega eclipse, because it is the one that is going to be seen by the entire United States as it crosses from one coast to the other. And we haven't had anything like this since 1918. And it's just very, very powerful because it is being seen here by everybody that's listening from the U.S. And so, you know, when we're talking about eclipses and the trigger potential either side, again, July 24th is one, August 16th through the 26th, you can give 5 days on either side of that eclipse as powerful event-oriented days, and then a month to the day after. Okay, so let me just continue on with what we're talking about with this degree. September 2nd through the 5th. Mercury retro will go over that 28th degree of Leo, September 5th through the 8th, Mercury will go direct over that 28th degree of Leo, giving us from September 2nd through the 8th with Mercury all over that bad boy. So, you know, we're thinking about Mercury again, you know, we're making final choices with the past and with the fixing of the current and with the who, you know, whatever slowed down or glitched up or whatever. And we're getting ready then in the second half of that to start to move forward with brand new potential, either in the things that we're already involved in or going in some new direction. And we want to think about Mercury. That period will be very epic for hearing the news or the offers or proposals or for having the really important talk or meeting or interview, audition, agreement, sale, writing. You know, it's going to be just intense. It's definitely going to be intense. Then between September 2nd and 3rd, overlapping the end of Mercury retroing over that 28th degree, Mars is going to sit on the 28th degree of Leo, September 2nd and 3rd. So you know that that means something's happening. There's something going on that 28th degree of Leo at that time, and it's big, okay? So, you know, Mars, it's either a lot of passion and steamy cha-cha-cha, or it is a lot of anger and fights and war and blood, or it's a lot of motivation and direct physical activity getting you very, very busy about that 28th degree of Leo topic. So we have that. Then September 18th through the 19th, Venus will come and sit on the 28th degree of Leo. And so she shows up and smooths things out and gets all yay and lovely and let's enjoy ourselves. Let's make it about the women. Let's make it about the love. Let's make it about the money or the beauty. And so you got that going on. And then to reiterate, the very last trigger date for that August 24th eclipse happens on September 18th, the same day Venus shows up there. So there may be more events about lovers, kids, creativity, fun. And I thought, so that's our 2 months, and it's epic, okay? There's just everything is going all over that degree. So I want to talk about the degree really quickly. The Sabian symbol for that is, the definition is a mermaid emerges from the ocean waves, ready for rebirth in human form. So think about that. It's pretty dreamy, right? Going to go down to the ocean. So this stage at which there's intense feelings or intuition rising up from the unconscious and about to take form either in, you know, manifest in physical form or as a conscious thought, something concrete, something is rising up and coming into being. So that's pretty powerful behind all of this. You know, I guess I would also share with you guys, just so you can think about it a little bit, you know, if you were born between 1961 and 62, you were born with Uranus at that 28th degree of Leo, or you may have been, you know, as it kind of moved back and forth over it. So Uranus would then be tied into this, so there could be something very sudden or exciting or shocking or shaking things up or eccentric or unusual or original, you know. It could involve friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings. So you guys born in those couple years, you know, it will be even more powerful for you. People born, I guess I should have started with this first one, between 1955 and 1957, you had Pluto going back and forth over that 28th degree, so a lot of you guys will have Pluto sitting there. And if that's you, then, you know, that magnifies this experience of the summer. Pluto is about intense, powerful sexual attractions and activities, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, all financial matters like loans and inheritance and taxes and insurance and investments and commissions, etc. Power, third-party situations, controlling interest in things. So some of those themes may come into play when you're dealing with all this activity at this 28th degree of Leo with the kids or the lover or the creative projects or the fun. For you guys born between 1977 and 1978, you had Saturn going over that 28th degree of Leo in your birth chart. So there might be something very serious about this summer for you guys in one of those areas. It might be time to mark an ending or to wrap something up that has been in play for a very long time, or it might be the time to really get ambitious or make a very long-term commitment about something, to step up and take on a leadership role in something with that creativity or the kids or the lover or the fun. So, you know, you can check in with what that might be. For you guys born in 1989, some of you guys had the karmic south node at 28 degrees of Leo. And for you guys, this summer may be an important summer for a karmic rebalancing with somebody or with some situation in your life. So you could see somebody exiting or returning or a rebalancing within a dynamic between you and another person based on that love or kids or creativity or fun. It could also be that a portal is opening for those born in 1989 that can allow a past life soul to come through for you at this time. And again, they would come through, you know, in those lover, kid, fun, creative channels. So there's that. Then for you guys that were born in 1993, Chiron was at the 28th degree of Leo. And so there may be a need over this summer to focus on a wound and how you can heal that wound when it comes to love or kids or the creative efforts or the recreational pursuits. Or it may be pulling you guys towards your spiritual guru, mentor, teacher, healer side of who you are, and you'll be able to find that through getting involved in something creative or recreational or by doing something with the kids or with the lover. And then finally, you guys that were born in 1998, you had the North Node of Destiny sitting at the 28th degree of Leo. And for you guys, you're having a double destiny dip here and a lot of potential to be led towards your future over this summer. So I would say head into it with the door open and your eyes wide open and go for it. So that I wanted to really kind of, I know I don't usually do all of that before I get into the actual week, but I think it is such an important summer for everybody. And it's actually, you know, we're starting to see things happen in this week ahead of us starting on Monday. So let me talk about the week that we have in front of us. The week in front of us is almost 100% focused on this Leo territory. It's another reason why I brought this up. On Thursday the 20th, you guys listening live, Mars has entered Leo and will travel now through Leo until September 5th. And Mars in Leo is trying to get us active and busy and motivated and fire up our passion or help us deal with anger issues when it comes to our creative potential and projects and the kids and the lovers and the fun in our life. So that is underway now, and it is kicking you through this week ahead with a lot of momentum. The sun is entering Leo on Saturday the 22nd, kicking off a 30-day cycle. When the sun enters Leo, it is saying, come on, show up, start getting personally involved in this or start getting physically involved in this. Make it about your needs being met or you know, tie your brand or your name or your image into it. But it's go time for you. So you've got Mars and the sun firing this up Thursday and Saturday to get us busy and get us in here. Then on Sunday the 23rd, we have the first of two new moons in Leo, the second one being that major eclipse next month. So Sunday the 23rd, we have a new moon at 0 degrees of Leo. And it's our first baby steps, but a big push from the universe to get out there and start something new or take what you're doing to the next level. You have two solid weeks where this is pushing and pushing and helping you take it further than if you tried it other times. So initiate, be proactive. Is there something creative you'd like to learn? Do you have a creative project you want to pick up and really start to move forward with? Is there, you know, something, a hobby or a sport something recreational you'd like to get into. Do you want to have kids? Do you want to help kids? Do you want to do something for a child? Is there something in your love life that could use a little kick in the behind to start getting you forward? Or is there a lover in your life that you'd like to do something with? Then launch during this next week, starting on Sunday the 23rd. On Monday the 24th, as I talked about in the overview at the top of the show, we have the eclipse trigger date from next month's August 21st eclipse in Leo and the beginning of the Mercury shadow of the upcoming retrograde at, both in Leo. And on Monday, Mercury will align with Uranus to bring together that information, the news, the offer, the talk, the meeting, the agreement, the sale, the writing, the interview, the short trip, local activity about that. And then on Wednesday the 25th, the Sun and Mars get together on the same degree, again, in Leo. So, you know, I think that this is exactly what the world needs. And I'm hopeful that with as much ugliness and hate that is being splattered around out there in the universe, well, not even in the universe, all over Earth right now, that all of this Leo energy getting such a tremendous boost will remind us all that we're all brothers and sisters and that we all, you know, strive for pretty much the same thing. Maybe we can exclude some of the greedy bastards at the top who are doing nasty things. But I think most of us, and it's been my contention forever, although I know some of you guys don't agree with me on this, but I think most of us actually are good people and are trying to do the right thing. And I think all of this Leo energy is going to help us remember to have fun and to do things for the kids and to fall in love or rekindle love or pursue love and have fun. So there you have it. Then the only other thing going on in this week ahead is there does have to be one stray guy, right? On Tuesday the 25th, Mercury is going to be done with whatever he had to do with this Leo stuff, and he's going to move into Virgo. And so it's interesting because in this upcoming retrograde that we're going to have with Mercury, and I guess I can break that down for you guys. You know, it's going to go from 28 degrees of Leo moving forward up through 11 degrees of Virgo and then stop on the 11th degree of Virgo in retrograde and then back to that 28th degree of Leo. And so, you know, when we see Mercury going into Virgo on Tuesday the 25th, he's going to start to show you what you're going to be dealing with in those Virgo arenas during the retrograde phase. So you do want to pay attention to what, you know, any information you get or any talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or, you know, all of the Mercury themes with a focus on health situations, your work, the coworkers, the hired help, the paperwork, organizing, cleaning, the animals, or any environmental interests that you have. So watch for the information coming up about that or shifting gears about that on Tuesday the 25th. So that's our overview. So for Aries, you know, you guys just need to get out there and love somebody this week ahead. I mean, come on, Aries. It's like every single thing is in your house of true love. And if you don't feel like loving on somebody, then get in there and do something creative or fun or for the kids or with the kids, because it's all about it every single day. Your ruler is in that sign as of today, the 20th of July, going to be there until September 5th. The sun shows up on Saturday and stays for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you. All of this is going to help you get more passionate or motivated or deal with any anger stuff if there is something there, but definitely more about, you know, moving you forward. And then the new moon on Sunday the 23rd kicks that forward for you, gives you a two-week window to start something new or take things to the next level. Monday is an eclipse trigger date, which again does the same thing, only even more powerfully. You know, giving you that push forward, helping you eclipse out anything that's blocking. or done to get you in that forward motion. Mercury shadow starts that day. Some people from the past may be coming back around over the weeks ahead, or you might be slowing down in a curtain situation, going back over some things, fine-tuning it. You might have some current situations exiting for a while to give you the space to figure something out. So you pay attention to Monday. By Wednesday the 25th, your ruler and the sun come together, same degree, big day, big push, all of it about love, lovers, kids, creative projects, and fun. Do pay attention to Tuesday the 25th as Mercury starts to bring you news or ideas or decisions or talks that are focused on job situations, coworkers, paperwork, hired help, health scenarios, or animals. For Taurus, all of this Leo energy in this week ahead is going to be focused on creativity and fun and love and kids. But for Taurus, it is about what's going on in the home with real estate deals, with moves or renovations, with family or parents or roommates. And so, you know, you've got Mars there as of now, and it's there until September 5th, giving you a big heated, you know, push forward with a lot of energy to get something done there. The sun shows up on Saturday the 22nd, asking you to get more personally or physically involved in what's happening over the next 30 days. The new moon on the Sunday the 23rd boosts you forward even further, gives you a two-week window to help you start something new or take things to the next level. Monday is huge because it's the eclipse trigger date. Again, another huge boost forward. There may be some eclipsing out of something as you deal with that. Also, Mercury's shadow begins on that day, same area, so you may start to go back to something from the past or slow down and figure something out as you go along there. And then Wednesday the 25th, definitely Sun and Mars coming together. Big day for you showing up and getting extremely busy in that arena. And then Tuesday the 25th, Mercury does move into Virgo. So for Taurus, you know, start to pay attention to what's happening there with a specific focus on the lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit, because there might be some hearing from somebody or some slowing down and going back to rekindle something there or work it out. All right, for Gemini, all of this Leo energy so intense in this week ahead. And for Gemini, you know, the focus with love and creativity and fun and kids is going to be playing out through local activities and short trips with brothers and sisters and neighbors and vehicles and electronics, with talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions, offers and decisions, you know. So there's a lot of communication here, a lot of running back and forth nearby places and all this. So, you know, starting on Thursday the 20th and up through September 5th, you have Mars there heating it up, getting you busy, helping you express passion, fighting a good fight if you need to. By Saturday the 22nd, the sun enters this arena. And so for the next 30 days, that adds to the story, asking you to get in there personally or physically, put your name to it, tie your image or brand to it, make it about you, lead the way in some way. By Sunday the 23rd, the new moon kicks us off to give you guys a huge new fresh start in something. So anything new you want to pursue there, go for it. Or to take what you're doing to the next level. Monday the 24th, same thing, repeat, only with the eclipse trigger from next month's eclipse, same arena. Time to eclipse out anything blocking and really move forward with those topics. And also the Mercury shadow starts, so it might involve going back over something from the past or, you know, slowing down in a curtain scenario and getting something right or seeing somebody exiting for a while so that you have that space to deal with it. The positive alignment to Uranus on that day ties into aspirations and original projects, the internet, groups, gatherings, friends, you know, so find something within that stream. By Wednesday the 25th, Mars and the sun get together. So now it's all about you and your activities and what you're doing with the talks and meetings and agreements and sales and local activities and short trips and brothers and sisters and neighbors and vehicles and electronics and you know, the love or the kids or the creative project or the fun in the mix. And the only other thing is going on is, you know, Mercury moving into Virgo on Tuesday the 25th will give you some idea about what you'll be redoing or rehashing during the upcoming retrograde. So you want to pay attention to any news or decisions, talks, meetings, agreements, etc., that focus on your home or a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, a parent, or roommate. All right. It's going faster than I thought. I was like, oh, man, I'm just going to talk about way too much tonight. For Cancer, you guys, all this Leo energy for you is about really giving you an incredible amount of thrust to make some purchases or a big purchase, to make money, to do something with your possessions or your product. And again, it's all about Leo. So it's about being creative in that, or doing it for the lover, or doing it for the kids, or doing it, or maybe with the lover or kids, or doing it, you know, for in recreational arenas. So, you know, think about what you can do to earn, what purchases you want to make, what you want to do with your possessions and products. Mars has entered that territory as of today, July 20th, stays there until September 5th. It is heating things up, getting you busier here than you've been in 2 years, and really starting to, you know, ask you to bring your passion, motivate, do what needs to be done. The sun starting here on Saturday the 22nd starts to draw you in even more, saying, you know, get involved, sign your name to it, make it about your image, your brand, get physically into it, take the lead. You'll have 30 days of this. The new moon on Sunday the 23rd then kickstarts it and helps you go into something brand new or take what you're doing to the next level over the next 2 weeks. Monday the 24th, we have the eclipse trigger date for next month's new moon solar eclipse in the same arena. So again, Kickstarter, brand new things, brand new beginnings, or taking things to the next level, and now potential to eclipse something out that might have been blocking that. Also on Monday the 24th, Mercury shadow starts, so you might be slowing down to go back over something and finesse it so that this is working better up ahead. Or you might be returning to the past and aligning with something there that can make you money, or with a purchase or the possessions or product. The Uranus alignment that is so favorable on that day ties into your career, status, fame, reputation, personal goals, or an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor. And then by Wednesday the 25th, you've got Sun, Mars together. It's just like, you know, woo, light it up, baby. You're going to be doing it. So I think you're out there making money or making a big purchase or doing something big with those products or possessions. And the only other energy then is Mercury moving into Virgo on the 25th on Tuesday. It's going to start to show you what, you know, the Mercury retrograde is going to be about, the bulk of it up ahead. And so this is going to be about news you hear on Tuesday, or an idea or a talk or meeting that happens that day, an agreement, the sale, the writing, the brother, the sister, the neighbor, the vehicle, the electronic. And so focus in on what that might be. All right, for Leo, to be a Leo. I started talking about this last week for you guys. This week is just completely off the charts. The Leos are just going to be all fired up and ready to do whatever. Get in there, get crazy, be passionate, right? And so, you know, just stay out of the Leo's ways, because they're just going to be going for it, and the universe is going to be helping them get it. And so we want that. We want to see that happen. And so, you know, Mars has shown up here on Thursday, the 20th of July in Leo, and it's going to be there through September 5th. So this week ahead is going to be a big week for you guys to get passionate, get physical, get motivated, get busy, deal with anger issues that you might have if you need to. But really, it's about what it is you want to do for yourself. You know, is it about getting your body in shape? Is it about your image or brand? Or is it about your name or title? Or does it have to do with some personal desire or need or goal you have? This is going to help you fire that up. Saturday the 22nd, the sun shows up and starts spotlighting Leo for the next 30 days. Again, really going to help you stand out above the crowd, shine, and be personally or physically involved in going for what it is you want. The new moon on the 23rd on Sunday is in Leo. So time to start something new or time to take what you're doing to the next level. The eclipse trigger date for next month's new moon in Leo is on Monday the 24th. Again, double duty here, giving you another boost forward, helping you eclipse out anything that is holding you back or, you know, blocking you in some way that you feel. The Mercury shadow starts on Monday the 24th in Leo as well. So you guys might be slowing down a bit, going back over something, returning to the past to deal with something. See what comes up for you on Monday. The alignment to Uranus is favorable for travel or people at a distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes in the mix with all of that. And then by Wednesday the 25th, Leo, Sun and Mars get together, same degree. Again, huge, fired up, active, physical, personal, all about you. Time to get out there. I don't think you'll be stoppable, so this all looks really good. As far as Mercury moving into Virgo on Tuesday the 25th, it will start to show you what that part of the Mercury retrograde might be about. So pay attention to anything coming up about your income, purchases, products or possessions on Tuesday the 25th. Also, you may be in there trying to figure something out about your value or what you value. So value themes can be part of that. So, you know, it'll kind of point out what it is you'll be going back over in the weeks ahead. All right, for Virgo, all of this Leo energy about love and kids and creative projects and fun playing out in that mystical, magical, delusional, karmic, inspired 12th house. So there is just a load that can be going on for you guys here. It is all about starting to get very, very busy and launching forward in those areas of love or kids or creativity or fun through pulling back and working on some kind of project behind the scenes. It could be an artistic pursuit that you're involved in, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture. It could be a project that you're doing like that, or just getting it out there and, you know, maybe you're taking a date on a movie night. I don't know, but it looks big if you are. But maybe you're, you know, starting to make your own film in the creative genre too. So, I mean, there's like a big push here. Also, anything that you want to get involved with healing or tackling addictions or bad habits or hospitals or dealing with other institutions, this period is going to just be off the charts for, you know, approaching that creatively or for the kids or for the lover or with the lover or, you know, whatever you're doing there. Also could be about getting really active in your spiritual practices. Prayer, meditation, yoga could take you down some interest with magic or psychic abilities. Past life stuff could be coming up for you big time, but in a forward kind of motion way here with all of this. What else? I know I'm research and investigations could be part of it. And also clandestine romance. You know, the either private time for a romantic liaison or a past life love affair kicking off or a sneaky, you know, clandestine kind of thing going on. So, you know, be careful with that one since you are going to get retrograded in this as well. So there you have it. Lots going on for the Virgos. So, you know, Mars has showed up as of July 20th. Staying in that area until September 5th, more activity, more passion, some anger issues to work through if you need to, but busy, busy, busy here, more so than you've been in 2 years with this energy. Saturday the 22nd, the sun moves in, puts a big spotlight on you, starts to say, time to show up, Virgo. It's time. You got 30 days now where it's really going to be urging you to show up and get personally or physically involved in that healing, hospital, research, investigative, romantic, artistic, or spiritual interest. The new moon on the 23rd on Sunday helps you launch into something brand new or take what you're doing to the next level. Monday the 24th, we have an eclipse trigger for next month's new moon solar eclipse in the same area. Again, a big push forward, but also helping eclipse out anything that may have been holding you back. Mercury shadow for the upcoming retrograde starts on Monday the 24th as well, same area. So you might be slowing down, going back to past people or ideas or situations. reviewing, rethinking, rekindling, releasing, reworking things. The alignment is to something powerful. There could be something evolving, transforming, purging. There could be something in the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party situations that is kind of tying in some kind of interesting way. By Wednesday the 25th, no, 6th, 6th. And I write bad sometimes. That's when the Sun and Mars come together for you, Virgo, in this arena. So definitely you're showing up. You're physically active. It's time to do this stuff. The only other thing going on is that Tuesday, the 25th, Mercury will go into Virgo. And so it is going to start to show you how this part of the Mercury retrograde that's coming up ahead, how it is going to be impacting you on a personal or physical level. So you might start to physically start to go someplace in the, that you used to hang out in the past, or go connect with somebody from the past, or you might start to slow down in current things to kind of refocus on your body or image or brand or name or title or personal needs, and figure something out there, revamp it, release something, rekindle something. So pay attention to any information coming or any decisions, you know, short trips, agreements, talks, whatever, on Tuesday the 25th, since it'll be pointing out what that might be. All right, Libra. Libra, all this Leo energy is really going to be ramping up, you know, the fun, the creativity, the kids, the love, but it's all playing out through what you're doing with friends, groups, the internet, gatherings, events, parties, maybe astrology or charities, social networking, pursuit of your aspirations and original projects and ideas. So you want to be creative there. You want to, you know, involve the lover or seek love there, or involve the kids or focus on the kids or make it fun. So Mars shows up for the first time in 2 years here on Thursday the 20th of July and stays until September 5th, heating things up, getting you busy, 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 maybe passionate, maybe dealing with some anger issues, but motivated and active over these weeks ahead. The Sun shows up on Saturday the 22nd and kicks off a 30-day cycle, putting a big spotlight on you, Libra, making you stand out in all these social factors and what you're doing with original projects and aspirations and online and et cetera, et cetera. Definitely time to take the lead, make it about what you want, you know, maybe tie your name or image or brand into something. The new moon on the 23rd gives you that 2-week boost forward that can help you start something brand new or take what you're doing to the next level by being proactive. The Monday eclipse trigger for next month's new moon there can also give you that boost forward and help you eclipse out anything that might be blocking that forward progression. Also, the Mercury retrograde shadow starts on Monday the 24th, same territory. So you might have some friends or group activities or online interests or astrology or charities or gatherings or original projects from the past coming back around, or you might be slowing down in current scenarios and kind of figuring something out here. The positive alignment to Uranus can bring in something really exciting here with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, or the competition on Monday. And then by Wednesday the 26th, the Sun and Mars get together there, so you're showing up or you're personally involved, and there's a lot of activity going on with those social scenarios and whatever you're doing there creatively or for fun or with kids or lovers. The only other energy is this Mercury going into Virgo on Tuesday the 25th. It will start showing you what that part of the upcoming Mercury retrograde might be about for you. So pay attention to news or talks or meetings or offers or ideas or decisions playing out on Tuesday that focus on healing, addictions, bad habits, hospitals or other institutions, anything with research or investigations, anything with karmic past life or clandestine romance, anything with art, film, music, painting, poetry, any muse-related themes, or anything with your spiritual practices or beliefs. And you will probably be going there over the weeks ahead. All right, for Scorpio, all of this powerful push in Leo that really starts to take off in our week ahead. for Scorpio, when it comes to the love, the kids, the creativity, and the fun, it's going to be playing out on your career front or with big personal goals, your reputation or fame, or something involving an authority figure, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher. So, you know, it is go time when it comes to these goals and career matters and authority figures. Mars has showed up on Thursday, the 20th of July, and is going to be actively moving through this part of the sky until September 5th. So first time in 2 years you've had this kind of heat and passion and sporadic fighting, but more than anything, motivation and activity going on in these areas. So it's going to get you very busy with something here, with goals or career or the authority figure. Starting on Saturday the 22nd, the sun shows up and puts a spotlight on you, Scorpio, when it comes to this. So, you know, you're standing out. There might be some notoriety or fame or recognitions or awards, or you're up at the top of your career, or you're pursuing the goal or doing something with that big higher up person. Again, love, creativity, fun, recreation. I said that twice. The kids. You got 30 days with this one. So again, you know, busy, show up, do it. By Sunday the 23rd, new moon in Leo, gonna kick things off, push you out there for the next 2 weeks, help you start something brand new or take what you're doing to the next level. On Monday the 24th, you get a secondary kick forward because of the eclipse trigger date from next month's new moon that'll be in this sign. So, you know, again, eclipse out anything blocking and really push for that next level or new thing with the career, the goals, the authority figures. The Mercury retrograde shadow starts on Monday the 24th. So there may be people or situations from the past coming back around, or there might be some current thing exiting or slowing down so you can finesse it. It's all about, you know, reworking things, rethinking things, rekindling, releasing. And so pay attention to what's happening with goals and career and authority figures on Monday. And by Wednesday the 26th, the Sun and Mars sit the same degree together. They are merging to make it a very intense, passionate, fighting, motivated, busy, personally, physically involved kind of day in one of those areas. And then the only other thing going on is on Tuesday the 25th, Mercury will move into Virgo. So for Scorpio, it'll start to show you what you might be dealing with up ahead with a friend or all your friends or the group or the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, original projects, anything with personal aspirations. So you want to pay attention to news you hear or the talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or decision that comes up on Tuesday, because it'll be pointing to what this will be about. For Sag, Sag, all this heat, all this activity, all this momentum building up in this week ahead about love and kids and creativity and fun, it's going to be playing out in this ninth house of expansion. So, you know, for the Sag, it can happen through travel or interaction with people at a distance or global ideas. It can happen through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity. It can happen through educational pursuits, whether you're learning or teaching. It can happen through legal decisions or agreements or pursuits, weddings, anything religious or political, anything with adventure, you know. So pick a few of those. Plan to get really busy in the pursuit of love or creative efforts or the kids or the fun through those channels. Mars has showed up July 20th and will be there until September 5th now, so busiest you've been here in a couple years. The sun shows up on Saturday, puts a spotlight on you, Sag, in these areas. You'll stand out. You'll be able to take the lead, make it about your interests over the next 30 days with that. The new moon on Sunday the 23rd helps boost you forward, either by starting something new over the next couple weeks or taking what you're doing to the next level when it comes to these travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. And then Monday the 24th, you also get a boost if you're activated by this, eclipse trigger date from next month's new moon. That's on Monday. So it could help you, again, take things to the next level or start something new. And on Monday can help you eclipse anything else that's blocking that. The Mercury retrograde shadow, the pre-retrograde period, starts on Monday the 24th as well in the same arena. So you might be going back to somebody or something from the past through this, or you might be slowing down in current situations, rethinking, reworking, rekindling, releasing things. Pay attention to what's coming and going on that day. There is a positive alignment to the area of love and kids and creativity and fun. So you're getting kind of a double whammy there on Monday. It looks good. By Wednesday the 26th, Sun and Mars get together. Busy, off the charts. You're showing up. You're physically involved. You're personally involved. You're motivated. You're passionate. It's happening. So plan accordingly. And then the only other thing going on is Tuesday the 25th, when Mercury goes into Virgo, it'll show you what the other part of this upcoming Mercury retrograde is going to be about for you. So this part is focused on your career or goals, reputation, fame, or something going on with an authority figure. So the boss, the judge, the parent, the mentor, the director, the teacher, whoever that might be. So pay attention to any ideas you have, the news you're hearing, the talks or meetings, as things progress on Tuesday the 25th in those areas. For Capricorn, happening in the power part of your chart. So, for Capricorn, this is about the love and the lovers, the kids, the creative interests and the fun, but it's playing out through sexual attractions, reproduction themes, a divorce, a death, a birth, any of the big financial arenas. So you might be taking out a loan or looking at investments or taxes or insurance or, alimony, child support, commissions, inheritance, bankruptcy, whatever the big financial theme is for you. When it comes to sex, reproduction, divorce, mortality issues, finances, or third-party scenarios, you want to be getting very busy here in the name of the kids or with the lover or the recreational interest in the mix or whatever creative thing you're doing. So this is already in play as of today because Mars just showed up in Leo on July 20th. Mars is going to stay zipping through this area until September 5th. It gives you a lot of weeks ahead to really get busy, more motivated, more passionate, work out anger issues, and just do what needs doing here. You haven't had this kind of energy here in 2 years. The sun shows up on Saturday the 22nd, starts to put a spotlight on you, Capricorn, in these areas, will help you stand out, take the lead, make it about your needs, get physically and personally involved in some of this stuff. It'll be there for 30 days. The new moon on Sunday the 23rd, also in the same area, boosts you forward and helps you launch something new or take what you're doing to the next level. Monday the 24th, again, boosts you forward, helps you start something new or take things to the next level because it is the eclipse trigger date for next month's new moon in this area. There's going to be two. And it can also help you eclipse out anything that's blocking that for you. And there is this positive alignment on that day linking to your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So there might be something kind of exciting or changing that's beneficial here that's part of that story. And then by Wednesday the 26th, Sun and Mars get together in this area, so you're definitely physically or personally involved and passionate or angry or motivated and doing what you're doing when it comes to sex or divorce or finances or mortality issues, reproduction, or third-party scenarios. And then the other thing to watch for this week is Mercury moving into Virgo on Tuesday the 25th. That may bring information or ideas, talks, meetings, decisions, etc., that are going to start to point out what the other part of the upcoming Mercury retrograde will be about. And for Capricorn, it's going to focus on legal, travel, distant, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. So whatever you're hearing on Tuesday, that's probably what it's going to be. You know, you'll be going back to, or something will be returning, or you'll be slowing down and reworking something there. For Aquarius, all of this energy that's about love and creativity and fun and kids is going to be playing out with your romantic partner or your business partner, your clients, your specialist, your agent, your attorney, your advocates, your competitor, your opponent. It's about relationships for Aquarius. So, man, are you guys about to get busier and crazier here than you've been in a couple years? Starting today on July 20th, Mars has moved into this area and is going to tour through here until September 5th, giving you lots of week with more action, more passion, more anger issues to work out, more motivation to just be doing what you want to do with these people than you've had in a couple years. On Saturday the 22nd, the sun shows up and puts a spotlight on these relationships for you. So at this point, you really can stand out here in involvement with these other people, or you can approach them regarding your needs, maybe your name on something, your title, your brand, your image, your physical involvement. It is time to show up and get more personally or physically involved with these people. You'll have 30 days of that. The Sunday, the 23rd, is the new moon in this area. So a two-week window opens that can push you forward, help you start new relationships in any of those areas, or take what you're doing in current relationships to the next level. Monday the 24th, same thing, a second one with the eclipse trigger from next month's new moon. So again, moving into something brand new with these people, or taking what you're doing to the next level, and now the potential to eclipse anything out that's blocking or over there to get you to that next level. The Mercury retrograde shadow starts on Monday the 24th, also with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, etc. So, you know, there may be someone from the past coming back around, or a situation that you're reviewing from the past with one of these people, or you can be slowing down in current scenarios, or having someone current exit for a while, giving you the space to figure something out. It's time to rework things, rekindle things, release things, rethink things, whatever this might be for you. And there is kind of an exciting alignment that looks harmonic here for you on Monday that involves news or talks, offers, agreements, sales, writing, short trips, a decision, maybe something going on there. And by Wednesday the 26th, Mars and the Sun are both sitting on the same degree. So, man, you're physically involved, you're personally involved. It's about you, or it's about the action, the passion, the anger, the motivation, and it's with this person or about this person. So expect it to be a big day. And then the only other thing going on is Mercury moving into Virgo on Tuesday the 25th. And so that'll start to show you what the other part of the upcoming Mercury retrograde is going to be about. And for Aquarius, that means you want to pay attention to news or ideas, talks, meetings, decisions, etc., that are focused on sex, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, finances, or third-party triangle-type scenarios. So pay attention. All right, Pisces. Oh, my God. Okay, Pisces, this is just a tonnage of passion and love and kids and fun and creativity starting to splash all over your work scenarios, or with coworkers, or with hired help, or with paperwork, or in health arenas, or with animals that you're caring for or adopting or working with. And so it's going to get busier than it's been in 2 years here, because Mars has just entered this and is going to stay active in this area up through September 5th now. So time to get busy, time to see more passion, work out anger issues, motivate and do what you need to do. The sun showing up on Saturday the 22nd puts a spotlight on you for the next 30 days, really helps you stand out in creative work or work for the kids or your health interests or the paperwork, coworkers, hired help, pets. helps you make it about your needs. So you do want to be, you know, proactive about getting in there and doing it. Sunday the 23rd, new moon in this area opens a 2-week window. Pisces, you can go out there and start some brand new work situation or sign new paperwork, start a new health or pet regime or do something with the coworkers or hired help. Or you can take what you're already involved with to the next level. Monday the 24th, same thing, only this is the eclipse trigger date from next month's new moon in this area. Again, helping you start something new or take what you're doing to the next level, and may help you eclipse something out that might be blocking or over there. And again, when it comes to work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, cleaning, we're looking at the lover or the kids or the creative process or projects or the fun in the mix there. The Mercury retrograde shadow starts on Monday the 24th as well, same arena. So you might see some current situation slowing down or someone exiting. You might see someone from the past or some idea or opportunity from the past coming back around. It's a do-over. It's a slowdown. It's time to rethink things, rework them, release what needs releasing, rekindle things. There's an exciting alignment here for Pisces on Monday to personal income or possessions or purchases or products in the mix. So remember that and kind of jump on that as it arrives. Wednesday the 26th, the Sun and Mars get together on the same degree. Very active, very busy, very, you know, all about you personally, physically, your passion, your anger, your motivation, your, you know, whatever you're going for here, helping you keep it going, right? And the other energy involved is when Mercury goes into Virgo on Tuesday the 25th. Now, for Pisces, this is going to show you what the other part of the Mercury retrograde is going to be about coming up. And so pay attention to news you hear, ideas, talks, meetings, what's happening locally, short trips, et cetera, that are focused on a romantic partner, a business partner, the clients, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, because there may be somebody from the past coming back around. There may be somebody current exiting temporarily or a slowdown in a current scenario, some time to rethink things, rework things, release things, or rekindle them, and you may get a big clue about that on Tuesday. So, my friends, that is the overview. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, although I may not be on there a lot tomorrow because it's my birthday. I don't know what I'm getting into, but I'm getting into something. All that Leo energy, I'm going to jumpstart it on my birthday. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead and make the most out of it and spread the love. Do not be involved in sharing hateful posts. Just stop it. Be the love. Be what you project yourself to be. Be the best that you can be. And let's make this next 2-month period absolutely spectacular. I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.